This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Emphatically, he said, the DJV show with What's Happening, our information heroes are Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. I have a feeling of euphoria, excitement, inspiration. When we soar into the air at the beginning of every hour, you can tell how excited I am, rushing into your ears and into your mind through the door marked, "Don't you dare come in here." I don't want to know. I don't want to hear. I don't want to have anybody try to change my mind about things. So if you feel like you're powerless in a world that's going a lot faster than we would like it to, you just calm down, listen to us. We'll put a perspective on things. I want to remind you that we are here as a public service, on your service. What is it? What's that expression? Oh, at your service and on your side, that I like. So it seems the Queen, Jennifer, is taking precautions amid the coronavirus problem as well. She has invested in new gloves, apparently, at Buckingham Palace. Whenever there's a new ceremony, the royal watchers were looking at the gloves that she was wearing.
That often anyway, though, right?
I didn't think you were supposed to touch.
Yeah, you're supposed to bow.
Yeah.
The Queen. Yeah.
Which is what I actually am making everybody do now that meets me because of the coronavirus. So instead of shaking hands or hugging, I'm like, down, down, you peon.
Really?
Yeah, it hasn't worked so far, but it is what I'm accepting. Hey, you know, so speaking of the coronavirus,
yes,
is actually the story that I wanted to start with. There are a lot of things to do with the coronavirus, right? There's a lot of things that they tell you to do. Wash your hands, use hand sanitizer, sing happy birthday twice while you're doing it. Wipe down your surfaces with Clorox. There's also some things that they're telling you not to do. One of them is, yes, on self-quarantining, but don't quarantine other people without their permission. There's a story that's gone viral, and it's about a guy who actually locked his wife in the bathroom over fears that she had the coronavirus.
Lovely.
He's a Lithuanian man, and he was worried about catching the coronavirus, and he locked his wife in the bathroom because he thought that she had it. So I guess he's a germaphobe. He took the extreme measure after finding out his wife had met with a Chinese woman who had traveled to Italy. Oh, two whammos. He claimed to have forced her into quarantine in their apartment after consulting on the phone with doctors on how to keep COVID-19 at bay. This is according to the New York Post. His wife managed to call the cops from the bathroom and ask for help. As a precaution, she was tested for the virus. She was found to be clear and has declined to press charges against her husband. So far, there's only one confirmed case of the coronavirus in Lithuania. However, in Italy, there are 79 deaths that have been reported and 25 people have the virus. So don't quarantine yourself. Don't quarantine other people without their permission, please.
May I offer a question or a thought here?
Yes.
Was it Iran? Where did they let all the prisoners out of jail?
Iran.
It was Iran, right? Yeah. All right. So what do we do?
This makes no sense.
Well, think about it a little bit. What happens is somebody gets that crazy idea here or anywhere and decides to let some of the, or would we just not do that? That's an Iranian thing.
People here are losing it too. My dad went to Costco the other night just to get gas.
Yeah.
And then he said, well, I'm here. I need to get coffee.
Don't you love that? I get gas at Costco
too.
$3.19.
He'll drive 40 miles to get gas at Costco. But he loves it.
I didn't know Costco had gas.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
And
it's
in California, it's a cheap alternative.
40 cents a gallon. Yeah.
Yeah. So he makes it a point to find the nearest Costco. He likes Sam's Club too. They do.
I got one right up the street from me in Venice. It's right there.
Yeah, he goes to the one in Burbank.
Wait in line. I usually go Sunday morning.
He goes for gas, and he's like, oh, the office needs some coffee pods for the Keurig. So he goes in to get the coffee pods, and apparently he was greeted by a woman who said, I'm sorry, sir, we're out of Clorox wipes and toilet paper. apparently everybody has been, I thought it was a joke when people said there was a shortage of hand sanitizer, Clorox wipes, and toilet paper. Mm-hmm. Not a joke at the Costco. Apparently they're greeting people at the door, telling them that they're out of stuff because people have been stockpiling it because of the
coronavirus. My friend lives in D.C., and she went to a CVS last night and took a picture and sent it to us. There's a sign on the wall on the front door that says, no hand sanitizer, no toilet paper. There's like a whole list of five things that they were sold out of. So they just were warning people, don't even bother, don't come in, don't ask if these are the things that you're
weird?
Looking for.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
There are a lot of nursing homes around the country that are trying to figure out whether they keep people out. Just if you're a relative or a friend or something, you go to visit someone in a nursing home, they're going to tell you the same. At the door, sorry, you can't come in.
Video call, right.
Yeah. Yep. You want to talk to them on Facebook or FaceTime, whatever, Skype, but you can't come in. And that may be a practical way of dealing with it to a certain extent anyway. So as the people focus on health, I thought it was interesting that the now the World Health Organization come out with another report this week about air pollution, which around the world is shortening people's life expectancy by an average of 3 years now, according to new estimates. This is a bigger impact than tobacco smoking, violence, come up with anything. Air pollution is the number one source of death in the world. That's pretty damning when you think about it. And I don't know that in this circumstance, coronavirus obviously is something that we're dealing with right now. But air pollution is something we will have to continue. And that's why the reason I bring it up isn't so much to give you, now you got the information. But what are we doing about it, really? What focus is there? Instead of my solution to the problem is that we not get so worked up, the news media gets so worked up about the coronavirus. By the way, the flu in this country to this point has killed about 13,000 people in America since the first of the year. So you put all these things in perspective and you wonder, okay, this is good information, and I'm happy to have it and to pass it along, but do we spend that much time talking about the coronavirus because it's what everybody else is talking about or it's fresh? Or do we tell you that there are other things that are more serious problems, like air pollution? Now, a bigger problem than heart disease, well, it brings on heart disease. It brings on lung disease. It brings on cancer. So there would be less cancer, less heart disease, and less death if there was less air pollution. So do we need to get people to focus on that and become more engaged in the discussion of how to change the realities of air pollution? And it's probably got to start in China, because that's the source of well over 40% of the air pollution that we breathe or that's in, that's globally affecting us. 40% of it comes from China. Did that enter into the discussions in the trade war or any of the other things that we've been trying to get them to do, we collectively, the rest of the world? Is anybody even thinking about that? Is anybody ever?
Well, a lot of people are thinking about it.
Forced,
a lot of people have been talking about it for years.
But they need to be forced into it instead of, you know, why are we so interested in
kowtowing
to the
Paris
Chinese?
Agreement actually addressed that, but we're not in it anymore, so we don't have a say.
We will be after the election.
Okay.
We'll have fun with this, Jennifer, no matter what.
Here comes November. I know. Here comes November. Let's
comes,
go for Christmas.
Let's go for Santa Claus. Okay, the Good Day Health program that's on the air. I have a couple of great doctors who talk a good deal now about coronavirus, Dr. Jack Stockwell, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and the latest podcast from both of them. We have a podcast a week from the two of them, not together, but individually. Most recent Good Day Health with Dr. Jack focuses on getting into healthcare by using Amazon. We talked about that here, I think, too, didn't we, Victoria? About Amazon offering healthcare, or was that just me confusing the conversation with Jack and you?
I think Amazon wants to get into the prescription drug race.
Yeah, well, they also
want to get into every business.
Yeah.
They want to get into every business.
Yeah,
anyway,
sports streaming,
find out
everything.
How they get into the healthcare business, the curiosity factor is probably there for many people because we're all looking for different ways of dealing with healthcare. I had, just as an aside, well, let me tell you, the podcast available, gooddayhealthshow.com, also on iTunes and Spotify and Stitcher and Google and iHeart and TuneIn and wherever you get a podcast. That's and you can get it at Good Day Healthcare at gooddayhealthshow.com. Good Day Healthcare. I got my own healthcare system. Yes. So, ladies, you can rest. I have another year in me, at least, according to Dr. Ken, who yesterday told me the results of all my tests on Monday showed. He said he starts the conversation because Ken's very quiet about things and he doesn't get excited about anything. He never gets rattled. He doesn't get, he just is so steady. And so he said to me yesterday, "You're not going to believe this." I said, "Really?" And thinking, okay, what'd they find? Once again, you're the only guy that I have as a patient at this age who has zero cholesterol. I wish I had zero cholesterol. Who has zero calcium, i.e. plaque, in your body. No sign of it anywhere. And so I said, okay, well, the carotid artery seemed to be a problem. He says, yeah, but that's soft plaque. I'm talking about hard plaque that'll kill you. And so I said, without the soft plaque, and your carotids might not do you any good either. He says, no, we're going to take care of that. The rest of it shined. The rest of my body shined, apparently, in this overview. So other than the cholesterol being a problem, and that's something a lot of people now are going through. I don't have my cholesterol numbers total are over. Because I'd make my hereditary. My father had the same problem.
Right.
Made too much bad cholesterol.
My husband has it too.
Not enough good cholesterol.
But what's the effect of that if you're because you're not taking any drugs for it, right?
Nope, I'm not. But they
right.
Want
so
me.
And your body's clear of you're not you don't have to worry
yeah.
about hardening
None.
Of the arteries, which is
Zero.
The plaque stuff that you're talking about. So yep. then why do people freak out about high cholesterol?
Jack, that's what Jack says. Jack and Ken have this argument all the time. What difference does it make whether you have enough or no?
Right.
Because it's not affecting you. And that's the question, except down the line, maybe it might affect you, in terms of a stroke or something. But, they want to put me on some kind of minor medication that would...
Statin, probably, right?
Yeah, probably a statin. And I don't know that I'm
going to
do it.
Yeah, statin.
Yeah. Well, I don't like, to take drugs. What he did say was, listen to this, he attributes the cleanliness in my system to the amount of fish oil that I take. Because I take a huge amount, I take 5 or 6 capsules a day, sometimes more, of various fish oil supplements. And he thinks that, amongst everything else, is probably one of the reasons that my system is as clean as it is. So that may be a word, a little suggestion to people. Go find, if you don't want to have any problems with your arteries, go find a really good quality fish oil. Eat lots of fish, but take the supplements as well. It's 19 after on the DJV program.
Sprint Turn here.
And Paul.
Everyone is trying to tell you how you can spend your tax refund.
At Sprint, we're doing things differently. We're saying, keep it.
Exactly, because now you can get the amazing iPhone 11 with the all-new dual camera system with ultra-wide for $0 a month when you trade in your iPhone 6S or newer.
In any condition.
Seriously, in any condition.
That's right. Keep your tax refund and get the amazing iPhone 11. And because Sprint likes doing things differently, they're offering a 100% total satisfaction guarantee. Well, I think their network and savings are great. You don't just have to take my word for it. Try it out and see for yourself.
What a way to take it to 11.
Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today. iPhone 11, 64GB, $0 a month after $29.17 a month. Credit apply within 2 bills. Requires unlocked trade-in, 18-month lease, new line of service, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes tax, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply. Guarantee applies to new lines of service within 30 days.
Switch to Sprint today for great savings. Switch to Sprint today for great savings. Switch to Sprint today for great savings. Switch to Sprint. All right, is that enough, Kara? Kara's so funny. She said, okay, do the tag. Yeah, do the tag for the spot, and then you'll have 20 seconds to do whatever you want.
And you got to do whatever you want.
The tone, exactly, and I filled up 20 seconds with nothing. 21 after the hour.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Music, music, music time here on the DJV program. Every hour, we devote this portion of the hour consistently to some musical news about well-known artists and their music. Here's the latest on Genesis. They're confirming today they've reformed and are reforming. They've reformed and are reforming both of those things. For the first time.
And they're joining the church.
13 years, right. The Reformation has apparently impressed them. Phil Collins, Tony Banks, Mike Rutherford made the announcement yesterday. The details of their comeback tour. They said they're going to perform a series of shows across the UK later this year. They're going to be joined by Phil's 18-year-old son, Nicholas, who's going to play the drums. They were formed at Charterhouse, school in Surrey, England, back in the 60s, where they went to school. They enjoyed success with hits like Invisible Touch, I Can't Dance, Throwing It All Away. I'm not a big fan of Genesis, and it's kind of like I like Lionel Richie by himself. I don't even like Phil Collins by himself, and never have, really. So you, the rest of you can enjoy this, but
I'm not a Phil Collins fan.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so why are we taking time? All right, next,
this
let's get to Britney
story
Spears.
Because, well, maybe we don't like the Genesis, no. But that's a huge story that a lot of older dads are very happy about.
Kara, is that true about your dad?
I just told you how he takes the CD player out on the beach and listens to Genesis. So, yeah, he's probably real into this.
Okay. I think we've given him enough of a heads up, don't you think? We can go on to something else. Here we go.
Right. I'm just going to keep playing it.
To annoy us. Right, exactly. Britney Spears in the musical focus today. The Britney-inspired musical Once Upon a More... Once Upon One More Time found its Prince Charming, American Idol alum Justin Guarini, who was a season one runner-up to the show's winner, Kelly Clarkson. What has he been doing? What's he been doing since then?
He's been doing Broadway stuff.
Really? I hadn't heard much about him.
Yeah.
He was in Wicked, American Idiot, which is the Green Day musical, Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown, Romeo and Juliet, and then he was in two years ago, In Transit. So he's been busy. He's been getting work.
Oh, good.
He's just obviously, you know, coming in second place to Kelly Clarkson didn't help his career at all.
Get together, do you think?
I think he was on the Kelly Clarkson show sometime. Yeah, probably right before announcing this.
How's that show doing, by the way?
I don't know what the ratings are, but I think it's great. She does Kelly-oke on like every episode where she comes out, the audience picks a song that they want to hear from her, and then she comes out and sing it. I have never heard someone be able to do any genre. Yeah, she can do really any good. Song, and she sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm. Good for her.
Four I hope weddings. The ratings are good, because I think she deserves to get renewed.
Yeah, she's very likable, very likable. Four Weddings and a Funeral fan favorite, Simon Callow, as opposed to Simon, the other Simon. What's his last name, Simon?
Cowell.
Cowell. That's it. This is Callow.
Very different.
Narrates Once Upon a Time. Once Upon a More Time.
Oh, my
gosh. Well,
Once
nice
Upon
comic.
A One More Time.
Yeah, well.
That's the name of it. It's a stupid name, but that is the name
of it. It is a stupid name, right. That's very stupid. All right, anyway, the pre-Broadway run starts in Chicago's Nederlander Theater April 14th. Opening night is the 30th of April. Closes May 17th. The show weaves into Britney's top 40 hits, including Baby One More Time, Oops, I Did It Again, Stronger, Toxic, and Lucky. So she's not going to be in it. But it was
it's
about her life, right?
It's the trend of jukebox musicals, and they're just using her music, but with a, you know, telling a different story. So it's not about her. It's like kind of a fantasy of, you know, different fairy tales blended. But this is a trend that Broadway has been doing now for a couple of years. Huh. And it seems to be working.
Have you seen one of them on Broadway, one of those shows?
I have not, but I've heard good things about a bunch of them.
Oh, okay. All right, where are we? Looks like 28 past the hour, doesn't it, boys and girls? Look at that clock. 28 past.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Chief Justice of the Supreme Court John Roberts and President Trump have both condemned the remarks, and now Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri is introducing a measure to censure Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer for saying at a rally yesterday that two Trump-appointed Supreme Court justices would pay the price if they rule against abortion rights. Schumer is referring to Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price.
Chief Justice Roberts calling Schumer's remarks not only inappropriate but also dangerous. The coronavirus has now spread to more than 75
states on Super Tuesday, still deciding what she's going to do. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price Guaranteed. Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right. Absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now 34 after the hour on today's DJV program, it's Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Isn't it exciting that all of us get together every single day and we talk with authority? We are the leaders, the thought leaders of the country, right? Disciplined hard work has got us to this point, and now we're just great. Don't you like it? Credit goes where credit is deserved. I think that's actually, I have a little fun with some of the things I think about as we get started for every hour. As I leave, when we're done with the last half hour, I start thinking, okay, how can I bring in the next half hour that will get people's attention? And then I, you know, come up with silly little things sometimes. But I really am thinking about what the benefits are to keep you engaged in what we're talking about. And one of the great ways of doing it is to talk about what you eat, because we all love to eat. We all love to talk about what we eat. So Victoria's got some food news here that we can chew on.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm doing there? Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Very clever. So if you are someone who observes Lent, then Chick-fil-A wants you to know that you can pop in, and for their limited time until Easter, you can get their fish sandwich. That's a new thing that they've brought back. Really? Apparently, they do bring this. I think they did it last year for Lent, and it was very popular. And it's fried cod, and so that's if you observe Lent, you don't eat meat, but you can eat fish, and so. Chick-fil-A having a religious sort of slant. I guess, right? That's the way to put it. So
well, they don't open on Sunday because the guy runs it doesn't want people to work on the Lord's Day.
Exactly. So now you can have the Lord's
do these options,
fish sandwich.
Yeah, you know, Arby's has. I saw an ad for Arby's last night, and they took a real shot.
Ass grossed me out.
At what, the fish ad or just?
Oh no, I haven't seen the fish one.
No,
but Arby's
we've
with
got
all
the meat ones.
Ugh.
Yeah,
it's like sweaty meat. Ugh, gross.
No, this was a fish thing. It showed a McDonald's square piece of fish, and then they have
square
their
fish is totally natural.
Yeah, right. And then they have their fish that looks like a piece of fish. And so they were touting the value of that. Okay, so
that's also a good place to go if you're observing Lent. A lot of, for whatever reason, maybe people are just, you know, all these restaurants are trying to get people excited for spring or something, but Wendy's has a freebie going on now through April 6th on their app, and you get a free honey butter chicken biscuit with a purchase and using the app for a coupon. That was to celebrate, their national launch of breakfast, because, you know, Wendy's is now in the breakfast
now
game.
Now doing breakfast, yep.
And one of the best things.
Does anybody eat at home anymore? Am I the only guy that eats at home? Good
probably.
Lord.
Probably. Yeah. I mean, no. I mean, the answer is no. And I think I just read a study that something like 2/3 of Americans' calories come from restaurant food now.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Answer this for me, would you please, ladies?
And then I'm getting Dairy Queen because this is a good one.
All right. DQ, all right. Dairy Queen. Yep.
Yes, Dairy Queen, yeah. DQ. So in honor of its 80th birthday, I did not know Dairy Queen has been around for 80 years, but this is their 80th year. And so they have a buy one, get one deal that's happening right now on Blizzards, which are delicious. So now through March 15th, when
sugar
you buy one
sugar in the morning,
Blizzard,
sugar in the evening, sugar. Sugar!
When you buy a Blizzard, you can get a second Blizzard for 80 cents to honor their 80th birthday. That'd delicious. Yes. Yeah.
So why is it that these restaurants think people want cheese on their fish sandwich? What is more disgusting
than
a piece of cheese?
But you know what? I don't know why you're
fish.
Complaining. You put fish in chili.
Well,
he puts fish in everything. Yeah. He's such a kitchen sink cooker. Everything but the kitchen sink goes into every recipe that Doug makes.
Okay, thank you.
But I agree with you, though. Cheese and fish is weird.
Fish. Ugh, yakabunga. All right, so now we have something new. We've heard about the Impossible Burger. Now, apparently, there is Impossible Pork. Pork that's made from plants, not pigs.
But why would anyone who's a vegetarian or a vegan, why would you even want the taste of pork? Like,
they're
reluctant
vegans.
I haven't eaten anything on four legs since high school. I don't want the taste of beef. I don't want the taste of pork. I don't understand who this audience is.
It's made from heme, which is a plant-based, just the name of it makes you disgusted, a plant-based protein that mimics the texture and flavor of pork.
Sorry, this is just gross.
Wow. So now they're going to bring in the Impossible Sausage to Burger King. Oh. The Impossible Burger, now they got the Impossible Sausage.
Well, Dunkin' Donuts has a fake sausage, too, but it's from the Beyond Company. So there's Impossible Company and Beyond Meat, so they have the Beyond Sausage.
They've made soy sausage, though, haven't they, forever?
Don't they have the Impossible Whopper, too? Is Dunkin' Burger?
That's Impossible Burger.
I mean,
at
Wendy's.
King.
You were talking about Wendy's serving breakfast. Don't they have some kind of an Impossible something there?
I don't know the Impossible
Is there a
Whopper
chicken?
Thing.
Is there an Impossible Chicken?
Oh, they
gotta
make
be an
fake
impossible
chicken,
chicken,
too. Yeah, there is. It's gross. Yeah. It's like rubbery. It's just,
The rubber chicken. Rubber chicken, you're the one.
People have avoided rubber chicken at banquets for a century, and yet now they want to make rubber chicken. Like, it tastes the same thing. It's gross.
Yeah, all these politicians all laugh, or you all hear the politicians talk about all the rubber chicken that they eat while they're on the road. But they have, they're all rubber chicken things. Yeah. All right, we continue our focus on food and the farm with the Old Bay Seasoning Company. Launching a new hot sauce, McCormick & Company, spice purveyor. They make Old Bay. I even know that I have Old Bay in my seasoning thing. I don't ever use it, but
I feel like
I know
this is also old news.
I was like, we're only about a month behind on this one.
We talked about this a month ago. People
is this
were driving.
Good for you? Is it good for you, this
hot
stuff?
Hot sauce is good for you, yeah. If there isn't a lot of junk in it.
Clears out the sinuses, yes.
All right, here's something you haven't heard, Dan. I'm sorry that I was a month behind on that one. Cosmic Crisp Apples.
Oh, they're so good. They're so delicious.
Have you tasted them?
They are really good.
Yeah, I mean, they're gigantic, the ones I've had. They're, like, bigger than your head. But
they're new on the market.
They're genetically modified.
Yeah, like, they are.
And delicious, by the way.
They're, like, made in a lab.
It doesn't sound like the other ladies are that worried about it being genetically modified. That's how all the apple things come into there. They're all. You know what they do is they take a twig off of one tree and they put it on another tree, and they have, through that, they homogenize. And in that way, they become.
I think it's even more than that. It's at the seed level.
A hybrid.
They've spliced the seeds, and yeah, they took a seed from some apple that is larger, and then they mixed it with a smaller one that was sweeter, and then that's how they got the crispy.
It's officially known. It was a product of work research done at Washington State University. Washington State is where they grow lots and lots of apples. It's officially known as WA38. I can, when you go into the store, I'm going to ask the clerk, can I have some WA-38 apples, please? Sure, I get taken care of.
That sounds like something from a sci-fi movie. It's like from The Matrix.
Yeah, right. Anyway, Cosmic Crisp. I have not ever tasted one, but I'm going to look for them now that I see that they're around.
Do you ever eat Honeycrisp?
I do.
Yeah, they're kind of similar to Honeycrisp. They're just, I don't know, a little bit more sweet, a little bit more tart.
Come over. My dad's got about 12 of them on his kitchen table right now.
I want a firm, sweet apple that's juicy. That's what I want. I don't want
soft.
Macintosh is awful. Ugh, Macintosh apples are ours. And anything else that's soft. There's nothing worse than biting into a soft apple.
These ones are not soft, so you get a nice bite. Yeah, when you bite it.
No, they're scientifically engineered to stay crispy.
Yeah.
So have at it, Doug.
All right. Pizza Hut's adding beer to their delivery service. Do you know that? Slice of pizza and cold beer. How much of a factor? I always wonder about. We talk about the delivery services now. And was it the other day we were talking about 90% markup on some of the stuff that those, right? So Pizza Hut, does anybody order from Pizza Hut? Does anybody even eat it?
First of all, I love Pizza Hut. But there isn't a Pizza Hut within an hour of me here in New Jersey. I don't know why.
Hmm.
And there aren't any in New York or in Manhattan either. I don't know. I don't know what.
So now you can add an ice cold beer to. I thought
that
was
perfect sense.
It does. Is there a law against delivering beer though in some states?
New Jersey.
Huh? Yeah, I would have thought.
But you can deliver alcohol. I just found out from Amazon Fresh to your house. Winning.
Really?
But you have to have an adult who will sign for it.
Oh. Jan, let's see. They started in Phoenix. With this, and now it's expanding nationwide. Let's see. You've got, this makes sense. You're not going to send a bottle of beer if you're not licensed to. Do many Pizza Huts have beer licenses? I guess that's the idea. That's the bottom line, right?
I don't. The ones near me don't. They're like walk-in kind of, you just walk in and pick up. But they used to have Pizza Hut restaurants. When I was a kid, we used to have those.
There are Pizza Hut restaurants around here. Yeah. You can get your choice of Budweiser, Bud Light, Shock Top, and Kilt Lifter. What is that? I don't even know what that is. Must be local. Shock Top?
Shock Top, I know, because my brother drinks that. It's like a craft beer.
It must be your kilt.
Yeah, Shock Top is like kind of a fruity, like orange.
So what happens,
it's like Blue Moon.
I'm going to play the devil's advocate here.
Okay.
I'm a parent, and I've gone out, and the kids call Pizza Hut and order. What'd you just say? You got to be 18 to sign for it?
You have to have a parent who will sign, or you have to have someone who's over 21 to sign for it. They do check your
ID. Yeah, I don't think any
ordered alcohol from. I don't know how Pizza Hut works because I haven't ordered
alcohol. None of the delivery drivers are going to hand you a beer if you're obviously a teenager.
But I do know.
Can't show ID because they're not held responsible for that.
Yeah, I ordered champagne from Amazon Fresh when I was having my Christmas party, and they made sure you had to have someone sign, so my mom had to come over and sign for it.
What? Did your husband last Christmas?
Could you not sign up for it? Or?
This last Christmas. No, because I wasn't home.
Oh, okay. I was like, did they not think you were 21?
Yeah.
Well, normally I just have Amazon just leave the stuff on my doorstep, but this time they say, oh, no, you have to have someone sign.
Really? Huh. In-N-Out Burger is growing, Jennifer. Big time. They've expanded. They were basically a Southern California deal, right? They've been in business 60-some-odd years. And they now are expanding.
Do they exist anywhere beyond California?
Yeah. Now they're in Nevada,
Texas,
Arizona.
Arizona.
in the West.
Oregon. They're opening up 50 new spots in Colorado.
With all that weed consumption, yeah. that's a smart
business move. In-N-Out is just good.
Does burger go well with weed?
Munchies.
Snacks.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
You need to learn all of this before you start selling weed off of your farm.
I'm not selling weed. The weed's not coming off my farm. We're a retail distributor. We're growers retail distributor.
Well, if you're going to be in the weed business,
you should know the one thing about weed is that it gives you munchies.
Really?
Yes. Just culturally, you should know that. Like, everyone knows that.
Really? Even me now, apparently.
Yes.
Yeah, the latest version of Good Day Health with Dr. Ken is a focus on how you train for marathons, because the marathon season is starting. April, 17th is barely 5 weeks away. That's the Boston Marathon. So Ken offers the latest update on coronavirus and training. Not that the two go together, but they're two items of interest along with many other things that you can find. Educate yourself as to health issues and items and research with Dr. Ken Kronhaus and his latest version. They're all posted, identified as Dr. Ken or Dr. Jack. Most recent Good Day Health podcast at GoodDayHealthShow.com or at Spotify and iTunes and iHeart and Stitcher and that whole bunch of... This is good. Training for a marathon. Let's get it. Lots of ice cream is good for you when it comes to running the marathon. Ice cream and maybe a little cake, some cookies. Right? You can run them all. You can run it off.
Fake news. Fake news.
It's great if you want to throw up every time you run.
Right. That's about as that. Your health advice is almost as good as our president's, because he said if you have the coronavirus, you can still go to work, which is exactly the opposite of what the CDC says.
12 before the hour.
I am doing it all. The water, the fiber, the exercise, but I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keep coming back. My doctor said that I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's LINZESS.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
A smart investment for your business.
Right now at Staples, you can earn 25% back in rewards when you buy $75 of ink or $200 of toner.
So you stock up on ink and earn big rewards that can come in handy for your business.
But hurry, this 25% back in rewards offer is good this week only.
Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
And 3720 exclusions apply. See store or staples.com/25 and rewards for details.
This is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help your house feel more like a home with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Questions for Dr. Ken now. 53 past the hour, Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mondura, Florida, is here to answer some of your questions, some of the questions that I come up with. The question about TB vaccine. There are those of us who are under the impression that TB, tuberculosis, is gonzo. So why is a new injection method necessary for TB vaccines? Do we not even know that we get TB vaccines in our regular quotient of vaccines, or is this something new?
Well, this is something... That is new, and they're intended to vaccine, to prevent tuberculosis. This is what I think the issue is, that these new injections are coming. This is an area, you know, of the future. This is monkey research, so stay tuned, and perhaps in the new decade, this will be another item where we'll be giving out vaccines. The other area in tuberculosis is that there are reactivations of tuberculosis. That is a problem with tuberculosis. You've had it in the past. You were successfully treated. It gets reactivated. And also, there's the evolution of the bug, and the TB germ just changes, and the drugs are not sensitive to it, and that was the whole area we talked about earlier about antibiotics evolving and becoming more sensitive. So stay tuned. I think TB will get back on our radar screen with a vaccine, with new drugs, and this will occur in the next few years.
Would you say there are other things, as long as we're talking about TB, are there, this is another good question about what else may be in the future in terms of things that we've had in the past that were sort of eradicated? Are we in danger of anything else like TB coming back? Remember all the stories about the plague and the bad movies about what happens if some kind of thing is
there's an outbreak of it. What do we do?
Well, I think what you're referring to is the homeless problem and people, you know, I don't want to get gross or political, but defecating in the streets and that is a real issue of the items you were just suggesting of bringing all that back.
It's a huge problem in Los Angeles where I am. Huge. The city has not dealt with it at all. Meanwhile, lots of people are in jeopardy. Neighborhoods are in jeopardy. It's a huge problem. And sort of with that in mind, is there any truth, Dr. Ken, to having, if you have urine drops on your toilet and have them analyzed, that it could spot diseases? There have been people, for whatever the reason, that have gotten their toilets examined, and they have found out that there are things in their system. There's apparently a smart toilet that's been developed. well, that is what it is, but that smart toilet, that when you sit on it or you use it, it'll tell you what's in your fecal matter or in your pee. So is that one wonders, do you go to a doctor's office for that?
I would probably want to give my urine to the doctor and let the lab analyze it, but maybe in the future these toilets will be able to do it for you.
Well, we're talking a lot about future stuff, and it's pretty interesting. But there is a toilet that could spot signs of a disease that's available now on the market. But whether you want to
be a pioneer in that area. Yeah.
Speaking of pioneers, here's a question about stem cell or platelet-rich plasma,
PRP injection.
PRP. All right. So stem cell injections or capsules and PRP, are they the same?
This is a little bit different. What you're asking about is a platelet-rich plasma therapy, which uses injections, Doug, of a concentration of a patient's own platelets. Platelets are the cells in the bone marrow that are used to help clot. And what happens is they're used to accelerate the healing of injured tendons, ligaments, muscles, and joints. In this way, PRP injections use each individual's patient's own healing system to improve musculoskeletal problems. It has been shown to be effective, especially in knee injuries, and I think platelet-rich plasma is going to get a lot more research and may be used in other parts of the body in the next decade.
But is this sort of stem cell the same kind of thing?
It is a cousin of that idea, yes.
Mm-hmm. And how expensive would this sort of thing be, one would wonder?
It's not going to be cheap. Make sure you have your Part D.
We keep talking about that. All right. Dr. Ken, with answers to your questions, this is this is a good service, Ken. Thank you very much. Look forward to a lot of info in the new year. 59 past the hour.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.